Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Congressman, what's the latest that you're hearing about what's going on there, and are we, in fact, trying to oust Muammar Gaddafi?
Well, there's no question that when you start seeing Gaddafi dead or alive, it reminds you so much of the same feeling we had about Saddam Hussein before it was weapons of mass destruction. Now that he's firing and shooting on the so-called rebels. But, you know, the embarrassing thing is that no member of Congress can honestly answer your question. Presidents after presidents just put out men and women in harm's way, and if they want, they get back to the Congress under the War Powers Act. But the real question is, does America really believe that going to war in Libya is necessary in order to protect our national security? And that has to be the question. And if indeed, God forbid, that one of the pilots or one of the Americans gets shot down or is captured, you know, do we have a responsibility to send our troops in to rescue these people? Of course, you got to find out all of the people that are being killed over there, are they all supporters of Gaddafi? Is there not collateral damage? How many people are being killed? And what's the overall reasoning behind this? All of these things can be taken care of just by bringing these issues to the United States Congress. And the American people, you know, probably would support the president. But at the same time, they should ask, you know, how much is this going to cost us? How is it going to be paid for? Does the deficit cuts that we've already suggested still lock into place? Is it worth doing this rather than keeping the senior citizens centers open, the teachers hired, the police on the job? So that's what the Constitution is all about. And so, you know, I hope soon we'll hear mission accomplished and it's all over, but we've heard it before.
Congressman, you seem to be saying here that someone failed in their duty to inform the Congress, the House and the Senate, about precisely what's going on here. Is that what you're saying, that there was a responsibility that wasn't taken up?
Well, you know, if you think about how we got into Korea, if you think about Vietnam, if you think about Panama, if you think about Grenada, certainly if you think about Iraq and Afghanistan, and now Libya, it just seems to me that it's not constitutional for the executive branch just to make a decision and leave it up to the Congress to explain why he did it. Now, people have said that he spoke with the leadership, but, you know, my response is that when I go to the funerals of those people that we have lost in Iraq and Afghanistan, the family inevitable comes to me and says, was my son a hero? Tell them how great my son was. And I do. I do, because it takes brave people to protect our flag. But if they ask, you know, why and what was the cause, you know, do I tell them that it's oil? If that's my honest belief. And nobody can challenge the fact that we would not really be that concerned with Iraq, with Afghanistan, with Libya, if it was not for their tremendous oil deposits that they have. I mean, I think that goes without saying. Then comes the question, is it worth the loss of life? And I think that different people in different parts of the country may have different opinions, but that's what the Constitution is all about.
Congressman Rangel, do you get a sense that America's involvement here is greater than people expected to begin with? At first, we were supposedly not that deeply involved. We may have been the catalyst for pulling everything together, but, you know, the sense was that we weren't going to get that through. But then the next thing you know, we're hearing about warships in the Mediterranean lobbing cruise missiles.